The Tao Te Ching. The Tao that can be spoken of is not the constant Tao. The name that can be named is not the constant name. The nameless is the beginning of life. It is the mother of the 10,000 things. Remove your desires and you will see the mystery. Be filled with desire and you will see only the manifestation. These two are the same, yet they diverge in nature as they issue forth. Being the same, they are the source, but the source remains a mystery. Mystery upon mystery, the gateway of Tao's manifold secrets. All people measure beauty against what they know to be ugliness. All announce that good is good only because they reject what they think is bad. Therefore, something and nothing produce each other. The difficult and the easy complement each other. Long and short influence each other. High and low arise from each other. Notes and tone harmonize with each other. Before and after always follow one another. Thus one on the pathway of discovering Te acts without striving and teaches without words. Deny nothing to the 10,000 things. Nourish them without claiming authority. Benefit them without demanding gratitude. Do the work, then move on, and the fruits of your labor will last forever. Not seeking credit, the talented avoids rivalry. Not seeking what can be owned prevents stealing. Not displaying desirable things prevents the confusion of the heart. Therefore, one of Tao governs by emptying the heart of desire and fills the belly with food, loosens ambitions, and strengthens the bones. If the people are simple and free from desire, then the empire will be at peace of its own accord. Practice action without striving, and all will be in order. Tao is like an empty vessel, yet use will not drain it. Never needing to be filled, it is the deep and unfathomable source of the 10,000 things. Blunt the sharpness, untangle the knots, soften the glare, settle like dust. Let your wheels move only along old ruts. Darkly visible, it only seems as if it were there. I know not its name. It existed before the 10,000 things. I call it Tao. Nature is indifferent to life. It treats all creatures equally, without thought to what must pass. The truly wise understand its ways. The universe is like a bellows, empty, yet quite full and never exhausted. The more it works, the more comes out. Many words lead to exhaustion. Better to hold fast to emptiness. Yin is like a valley that is always present. It is the unknown first mother, whose gate is the root of all things. Dimly visible, it only seems as if it were there. Draw from it all you wish. It will never run dry. The yin and yang are old and last forever. It is because they are without distinction that they can endure. The truly wise put the person last and find they are in the forefront. What is not guarded will always be preserved. One that is detached is one with all. Without thought of the self, one still accomplishes their private ends. Highest good is like water. It benefits the 10,000 things without striving. It settles in places that people avoid, and so is like Tao. In choosing your home, look to the land. In preparing the mind, go deep. In associating with others, value gentleness. In speaking, exhibit good faith. In governing, provide good order. In the conduct of business, be competent. In action, be timely. When there is no strife, there is nothing to be undone. Rather than fill anything to the brim, it is better to have stopped in time. You can sharpen the blade, but its sharpness will not last forever. You can fill your house with precious jade, and you will be forced to guard it. Demonstrate pride and arrogance, and you invite your downfall. Retire when the work is done. That is the way of Tao. While carrying on with life in your head, can you embrace its mystery in your arms and not let go? While giving full expression to your vital force, can you make it pliable like that of a newborn babe? When polishing your mysterious mirror, can you see the world without blemish? While loving and leading the people, can you do so without interfering? When the great gate opens and shuts, can you keep to the role of the female? For what is closed will always be made open. While penetrating the four quarters with your insight, can you still remain simple? Help all things grow and nourish them, yet lay no claim or authority. Benefit others without seeking gratitude. Guide them, yet do not control them. This is the power of mysterious virtue. 30 spokes share the hub of a wheel, yet it is its center that makes it useful. You can mold clay into a vessel, yet it is its emptiness that makes it useful. Cut doors and windows from the walls of a house, but the ultimate use of the house depends on that part where nothing exists. Therefore, something is shaped into what is, but its usefulness comes from what is not. The 5 colors interfere with seeing, the 5 notes confuse the ear, the 5 flavors dull the palate. Searching always drives the heart wild with excitement. Goods that are hard to obtain lead one astray. Therefore, the truly wise nourish what is for the belly and not the eye. They reject the that to lay hold of the this. The ordinary person seeks good fortune and avoids misfortune, cherishes success and avoids failure. These distinctions are like the body. Good fortune comes to startle as much as when it's taken away. Those with misfortune cannot understand the reason for their loss. The sage does not make distinctions, embraces everything and remains open. The ordinary person puts themselves in the center of the universe. The universe for the sage is always at the center. Thus the sage views the world as their larger body and are best suited to care for the world. They love humanity as they love themselves and can be entrusted with the world. Look for Tao and it cannot be seen, it is invisible. Listen, and it cannot be heard, it is inaudible. Reach for it, although it cannot be touched, it is intangible. What is unfathomable can only be looked upon as one. It rises like illumination, but does not dazzle. It settles back down, but is not obscure. It is without beginning and end. It is infinite, indefinable. This is the form of the formless. It exists in non-existence. Being indefinable is its greatest mystery. Go up to it and you will not see its beginning. Follow behind and you will not see its end. Hold close to the ancient Tao and become the master of your present existence. The ability to know the beginning of antiquity is a thread running through the way. The ancient masters of Tao, so wise, so subtle, and so profound, so deep in their understanding that they were themselves misunderstood. They were tentative, like crossing a stream in winter, hesitant, like one aware of danger, courteous, like a visiting guest, subtle, like the melting of ice, simple, like the uncarved block, vacant, like a valley, obscure, like muddy water. Who can be muddled and settling slowly become clear? Who can remain still and stirring slowly come to life? Move too hastily and it becomes clouded again. One who holds fast to the way does not wish to be full. Because one is never full, they are worn and yet can be newly made. Go to the end of emptiness. Hold fast to the way of stillness. The myriad things all rise together, yet return to their separate roots. Returning to your roots is called stillness. Returning to stillness reveals your nature. Returning to your nature, you will discover the constant. Knowing the constant is called enlightenment. Not knowing the constant leads to difficulty. Knowing the constant leads to openness. Openness leads to impartiality. Impartiality to kingliness. Kingliness to the divine. And the divine leads back to Tao. And Tao to perpetuity. Know this, and to the end of your days you will meet with no danger. The best of all rulers is but a shadow to the people. The next best ruler is loved and praised by them. Next is the ruler who is feared, and finally there is the ruler that the people despise. Without trusting, how can one be trusted? The wise lead the people by following behind. When the task is accomplished and the work done, the people all say, "It happened to us naturally." When the great Tao is forgotten, there is benevolence and justice. When the people are wise, the great deception begins. When family relationships are not in harmony, filial piety and parental devotion are advocated. When a country falls into chaos and disorder, there is only the praise of the loyal ministers. Throw out wisdom and abandon knowledge. The people will benefit 100 times. End benevolence, abandon righteousness, and the people return to filial praise. End cunning, discard profit. Robbers and thieves no longer exist. These 3 things are external and inadequate. People need what they can depend on. Reveal simplicity. Embrace the natural. control selfishness, reduce desires. Give up learning and put an end to your troubles. How much difference is there between yes and no? How much difference is there between good and evil? Should I fear what other people fear? How very remote the actual occurrence. The people of the world make merry as though making a sacrifice or setting the hills in a springtime festival. I alone am inactive and reveal no signs, like a newborn babe who have not learned to smile, unattached as though I have no home to go back to. The people have more than enough. I alone seem to have nothing. Muddled, I remain indiscriminate and nebulous. While others are full of knowledge, I alone am simple and dull. Most people see difference and are sharp. I alone make no distinctions. Calm like the sea, like a restless wind that never ceases. People of the world all have a purpose. I alone seem impractical and out of place. I alone am different from others and value being fed by the mother.